Of course, prayer is absolutely essential. Every step of Saddleback's development has been bathed in prayer. A prayerless ministry is a powerless ministry, but it takes far more than prayer to grow a church. It takes skilled action. One time God told Joshua to stop praying about his failure and get up and correct the cause of it instead. There is a time to pray, and there is a time to act responsibly. We must always be careful to avoid two extreme positions in ministry. One extreme is to assume all responsibility for the growth of the church. The other extreme is to abdicate all responsibility for it. Both are fatal to a church. First, we must avoid the error that all it takes to grow a church is organization, management, and marketing. The church is not a business. Unfortunately, many churches can be explained away in terms of a standard Sunday school, an efficient organization, and a balanced budget. Nothing supernatural ever happens in these churches, and few lives are genuinely changed. On the other hand, we must avoid the error that there is nothing we can do to help the church grow. This misconception is just as prevalent today. Some pastors and theologians believe that any planning, organizing, advertising, or effort is presumptuous, unspiritual, or even sinful, and that our only role is to sit back and watch God do His thing. The Bible clearly teaches that God has given us a critical role to play in accomplishing His will on earth. Church growth is a partnership between God and man. Churches grow by the power of God through the skilled efforts of people. Both elements, God's power and man's skilled effort, must be present. We cannot do it without God, but He has decided not to do it without us. God uses people to accomplish His purposes. Paul illustrated this partnership between God and man when he said, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. We are God's fellow workers." God did His part after Paul and Apollos did their part.